It's a pleasure to welcome back Andrew McGuire and the CEO of an alternative global marketplace, the ABX Exchange. This is Thomas Coughlin. Part two, the Kinesis ICO. This is a crowdfunding opportunity that we've been looking into. Very excited and lots of institutional interest. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you back. Who would like to start off today, Andrew McGuire or Thomas?
I'll let Thomas go ahead, and then if I can fill anything in, I'll certainly do that.
Great. Fire at will.
Thanks for having us back, Chris. As I was mentioning last time on the show, what the ABX team has developed is something really quite unique and special. It's an entirely new monetary system, and it's a monetary system that's based on movement and utilization of money, effectively. So we focused in on what makes a currency successful. And ultimately what makes a currency successful is it being an effective store of value, an efficient medium of exchange. And we're focused on doing those things to the very best capabilities we can. So if you look at store of value, there's no better store of value than gold. Throughout the millennia, it's been the greatest store of value. Until recently, it hasn't been an effective medium of exchange. It's quite difficult to use as a currency, really, in this modern society, until cryptocurrencies have come about, whereby we can transact in digital currency. And of course, we can use our mobile devices to do so, or also debit cards, where we've gone with banking and payments, which also help facilitate this for cryptocurrencies. So we think with the partnership deals that we've put together, and one of them's with a very large mobile bank, with a cryptocurrency wallet connected to a debit card, you can do payments and banking, international transfers, remittances, etc., all through this wallet, and then onboard and offboard fiat currency in 250 countries around the world as domestic transfers. I mean, our efficiency and cost effectiveness basically through online banking facilities is second to none, really. We provide a solution that's much more cost effective and efficient than certainly any bank I know. We've tied that all into our Kinesis currency suite. Now, we've taken another step further in actually attaching a very significant yield system. It's a multifaceted yield system to the Kinesis currency suite. I say suite because we'll be offering various different cryptocurrencies. The primary ones are based around gold and silver, and we also are attaching other assets to this as well, including physically stored banknotes as well. So we're looking to suck capital in from all over the world. So our multifaceted yield system, we've got four different yields. The most interesting I find, and I call it an active yield, although there's only sort of one leg that's active to it. And this is for anyone, really, whether you're a private individual or whether you're a large trading organization, you can benefit significantly from this yield. It's basically people who either bring their bullion into our system or purchase bullion in our wholesale system. They bring these coins to life, so bring this currency to life. It's then emitted into the blockchain where they can send, spend, or sell it. And by doing so, they'll actually receive a yield on those coins forever. It's in perpetuity. So just by basically bringing capital into the system and then offloading it, whether you buy goods and services or send it to someone or actually just sell it, you actually receive a yield on that capital forever, on that value forever. As the coins float through the system and transact, then a share of the transaction fees gets brought back. So the yield is actually based on true economic activity as opposed to a debt-based system and the fractional banking system, the fiat currency. So the second yield is a holding yield. So for investors who wish to just park their money passively, then we also offer what we call a holding yield. And that's just for keeping your Kinesis currency in the system, just like a bank deposit. The thing is, our modeling of the yield system is much more attractive than bank deposits. So, I mean, our forecast, our base case forecast, are for a passive return per annum of about 8.5%. And it can go up much further than that depending on the utilization of the currency. So we can't give you like a set like yield figure. It depends on the actual, I guess, the success of the currency and how many transactions go through. But this thing is set up for massive adoption, and we already have it through the integrations that we've done. I'll go into some of those deals a little bit later. The third yield, we call it a depositor's yield. So the parties who cannot, you know, participate in the wholesale market, then they can get the same sort of benefits just by their initial deposit into like their e-wallet through our system. And the third yield is a recruitment yield. And this is what I find very, very interesting as well. And this increases, I guess, the viral nature of our system by whether you be a mum or dad wishing to make an extra $100 per week, etc., or whether you be a multi-level, a network marketing company or an affiliate marketing, online affiliate marketing company or something like that, or a, you know, broker dealer who wishes to bring their customers into the system, or a business wishing to pay their employees, etc. This becomes very interesting. For the recruiters of e-wallets, they receive a share of the transaction fees of the e-wallets that they recruit, like forever. So you'll share in the transaction fees of every e-wallet you recruit. That helps enable it to, you know, spread virally quite quickly as well. And everyone's incentivized here. Whoever, whatever market participant you look at, everyone's incentivized. And because we're talking about money as well, money touches everyone. Obviously, you know, there's only a very small proportion of the world who actually truly appreciate and have an affinity towards gold. So what we've done here is take gold, that's the greatest store of value, the greatest form of money in the world, and wrap it into basically new world innovative technology and make it money that's highly efficient and also highly rewarding. We've put together a solution. It's a monetary system.
This is really, I think, the breakthrough people sometimes have difficulty wrapping their minds around. Gold, of course, several thousand years of monetary experience and renowned worldwide as the store of value. But then there is this new protocol, and the protocol is the blockchain. And the blockchain actually allows for incredible transparency, virtually instantaneous transactions, the Swiss Army knife currency. You know, we have these dollars that make great reserve currency. Bitcoin is a crypto reserve currency. You combine the sound money qualities of the precious metals along with the blockchain. We covered several interesting bases before the discussion today. First of all, thank you so much, Thomas, for that overview of what's going on. But there's so much here that I want the listeners to sink their teeth into. For instance, the new Kinesis Blueprint, or what some people refer to as the white paper. It gives a great overview of your bank, your Visa card, the mobile fiat wallet fees, and that's just one little piece of this puzzle. Can we tell people how they can get a copy?
Yes, certainly. You can put a link up on the webpage, up on our webpage. It's live. So it's at the website is kinesis.money. That's our web link.
Very good. And Andrew McGuire, I understand that Tocqueville showing a lot of interest.
You know, Chris, I can only use the word tectonic. We have had so much interest, institutional interest, and I think this is one of the key elements here. This is such a well commercialized currency. It's been thought through absolutely brilliantly. Now, for example, and that's just one example, but we've had so many of the very largest of these institutionals coming and approaching us and saying, look, hang on a minute, you're saying to me, and I think this is one thing that has to be absolutely clear, that every single coin that is emitted into the system is 100% backed by either gold or silver. There is no paper gold or silver involved in this. It is 100% allocated. So if somebody buys a currency, they know that it's actually physical. Now, for example, if you're an institution and you have 5 tons of gold or 3 tons of gold, whatever it is, sitting in a vault, in an independent vault, you can now emit that into the system. You still own that gold. It hasn't gone anywhere. Those bars, those numbered bars, are still in your name. Now, you have a choice. Do I want to yield or don't I want to yield? Well, obviously, yep. It makes sense to emit that into the system because there's no risk to that. Now, I'll just say one other thing. Chris, your reach is phenomenal. I can't believe we did one interview, I think, was it a couple of weeks ago? It seems like a couple of weeks ago. But your reach reached all the way into the UK here. I was approached by one of the largest, I won't say their name right now because we're going to do something with them and I want to let them have the thunder on this, but we were approached by one of the largest, the finance editor of one of the largest Sunday papers. What they see here is, hang on a minute, you mean to say, and this is people, they're about to, you'd imagine somebody's going to open their Sunday paper. They don't care about gold. They don't know about gold. They have nothing to do with gold. But suddenly they see, hang on a minute, I can get maybe an 8% return on a tier one asset. And it's ethical because every ounce is LBMA approved. It's not blood gold. It's come through the system. It's KYC'd and every single aspect. So you've got three elements there. You've got a yield that you can't get anywhere else. You've got a tier one asset as for the Bank of International Settlements, and you've got it ethical. This is going to go viral. And I think that's just, and your reach to even get that far. And we haven't even publicized this yet. So Chris, but I just want people to understand. This is physical. It's not paper. It is allocated. So anyone who has a concern about that, it is absolutely going to be addressed.
I'd just add to that as well and say, basically, ABX, the management of ABX has obviously been building this out now for quite some time. We've been building it out very quietly. And in fact, we set ABX up as a wholesale exchange, which is now really coming along nicely as far as becoming the leading physical precious metals exchange of the world with the integrations that we're doing into the likes of Deutsche Börse and postal systems, et cetera, et cetera. We've always had the vision of finally, basically, the evolution of blockchain and cryptocurrency technology. We've been able to do it. The ABX team has, we've really studied money and monetary history closely, and we understand all the nuances of building out a marketplace. And it's very specialized to build out a marketplace to bring it all together and make it liquid and make it active and bring the participants into the marketplace and have the confidence in the marketplace. And all this metal that will be stored through ABX's quality assured vaulting network with an unblemished track record operating since 2013. So it's not like you have to trust a new entity. You're trusting you don't need to trust anyone because we have a multi-layered audit and verification system that's all transparent and published, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one fantastic thing about this. It's an established team and group of partners have combined their and unified their efforts to bring this into reality, this vision. But one big thing that I'd say that we've really tried to combat is this notion, this phenomenon, Gresham's law of money. Now, for example, if Kinesis just offered a holding yield, then firstly, the yield wouldn't be so great because the money would just be hoarded into the system. It's not incentivized to be utilized as a currency. So that's why we've come up with this highly unique yield system that stimulates money velocity. So it promotes people to actually use it as a currency. Buy the gold, bring the coins to life. You're effectively being your own central bank by bringing these coins to life. Then actually you receive a benefit forever by spending them. Say, for example, someone spends or sends or sells $10,000 of gold per month. And if they're selling, then they can just revolve it around. If it's just $10,000 and it's not compounding, that's $120,000 per month that they're getting out into the system, per year that they're getting out into the system, and that's working for them for really nothing. And they can just keep on doing that, revolving their capital, bringing more and more into the system. You're just letting it loose, letting it go out into the system and work for you. So you're active initially, and then it becomes a passive yield by just simply utilizing the currency. You share in the economic activity of the system forever. And obviously, if you're doing that, then you're incentivized to bring others into the system to utilize it as a currency as well. And this is the whole viral aspect of it. This is why we think that this has the ability to lead a revolution from the small person. Facilitates a person-centric revolution here.
I'd like to give people who are just, again, coming up to speed here with this project an idea of the advances you've already made in the area. For instance, the Indonesian Post Office Partnership announcement in our last discussion. But you've also been working on the Kinesis Velocity Token. And this is interesting because you have an upcoming ICO and then the blockchain, the Stellar aspect. But also I'd like to know more about this Deutsche Börse Group Clearinghouse. I understand that you have a partnership announced there. And that is expected to be integrated by Q3 2018.
Yeah, correct. What we've done with the Deutsche Börse Group, so it's a big exchange group, one of the largest exchange groups in the world. They will be clearing the trades of ABX. So it's a different model to, say, the blockchain in a sense. It's called central clearing, where they operate the clearinghouse, and it's through an entity called European Commodity Clearing. But what that does is integrate us with the largest organizations, trading organizations in the world. So they have like 23 clearing members. I mean, that opposes to the LPMCL handful of clearing members. They have 450 members. So with that integration, we integrate into 450 of their institutional members who can trade in the ABX system, but that's all integrated into the Kinesis system. So the Kinesis system utilizes the ABX technology to create this currency. It's a very unique system where we've got a wholesale market, and from the wholesale market, you buy these coins and they're instantly emitted into the blockchain. So as soon as you buy, then it's brought into the blockchain, and that's the market for those coins that you bought. But you have to buy them in the wholesale market first. Well, that's if you want to be a minter. You don't have to if you're just the ordinary person wishing to, you know, open an e-wallet in the blockchain and utilize it. This is for the more active sort of participant who wants to actually create this currency and earn revenue off the back of it, earn a yield. Yeah, and the other recent deal that we'll do, and we'll do a press release around, is with a mobile bank. Well, I'm not in a position to announce it at the moment. They're a publicly traded company. We'll announce that in short order, but they're very large, and we'll be building, like, we integrate into their millions of clients as well. So our currency will just be sitting within their mobile banking system. Anyone can just set up an account seamlessly and invest in Kinesis. So we've got all these integrations, all these institutional integrations, which are very, very exciting, but we've focused on building out the value proposition for everyone, whether it be mum and pa on the street, whether it be a vaulting provider, and we're working now with a couple of very significant vaulting facilities to bring online literally all their gold and silver holdings. Because they're offering a service to their clients. It's a fee-paying, fee-charging service. They can take a solution to them, say, okay, well, with the gold that you have or the silver that you have in our vaulting system, you can actually earn a yield on it. And, of course, none of their clients are saying no to that. Why would you say no? There's so many different strategic ways that we're just sucking in metal holdings and bringing online metal holdings all around the world. It's billions of dollars worth. And it's very, very exciting times, really. The other thing I find hugely exciting is, how is a company valued? A company is valued to the extent of its, like, revenue-producing capabilities. And you can look at, you know, future cash flows, and you can assign a value to a company based on its revenue-producing capabilities. If a company doesn't have revenue capabilities, then it has no value. In the case of gold, it didn't have revenue-producing capabilities until now. But gold was valued as a currency, and because it has scarcity that's controlled by the universe, then that's where its value came from. But in this case, we're actually attaching a yield and revenue-producing capabilities to gold, and for the first time in doing that. And there's a very good chance that we could see a very significant revaluation to gold because of this, because that revenue-producing capability actually has value attached to it. The consequences of that are are very interesting.
No, exactly. I mean, for folks that are maybe new to the gold thesis, the Kinesis Crypto Bank and all of the programs here might accelerate a return to a more sound monetary standard by increasing transparency vis-a-vis the blockchain and their operation. Andrew McGuire, any other comments?
Well, I think you just touched on something very, very important here. I think for those people that do understand the gold market, and obviously you have a lot of listeners who are very, very savvy, what do you think this is going to do to the gold price? I mean, we're talking about what has been a paper-centric price that's been established through the non-delivery markets such as the COMEX, where really 99.9% of all transactions are settled by cash and never take delivery. We're talking about the LBMA system, over-the-counter system, which is a $5 trillion a year market. Now, that doesn't even account for derivative, which is basically leveraged at 100 to 1, and we have absolute provenance for that, and we've provided those details to you before, and that can be, if people want to go to Gata and research the sort of leverage that's involved, we're looking at least 100 to 1. And if you start to add in the exchange for physical flows that are flowing out in the hundreds of tons a week, that are being shoved into forwards and not delivered, it could be 1,000 to 1. We don't know, but it's significant. So in this case, this solution is we're going to see the paper market in the rearview mirror of Kinesis. It is going to be tectonic. Every single ounce that flows through has to be physically purchased and physically vaulted. This is phenomenal. You cannot buy paper to settle these positions. So what's that going to do to a market that's so highly leveraged?
And it's ironic, Andrew and Thomas, because here we sit on the cusp of tectonic shifts. The magma is stirring, and I think the volcanism is certainly indicating that we could see an eruption in the precious metals market, and just from a technical, let alone fundamental perspective. So your timing might be just right here today. Thomas, any closing comments?
Yes, I didn't answer one of your questions before, Chris, just around these Velocity tokens that we're just opening up and currently in pre-sale for. We're offering, so 25% discount to these. These Velocity tokens, they offer the ability initially to be part of the pre-ICO benefits, our bullion-backed currency suite, once it's released with the forecasted launch date for those being the 1st of May. To access the pre-ICO benefits, which include a greater sharing in the fees for the coin purchases, you need to buy at least one of these. And basically that raises, the Velocity token raises capital for the business so we can take it forward. In addition, all Velocity token holders receive 20% of the transaction fees and a few other revenue lines generated by the monetary system. We really encourage all of your listeners, your audience, take a look at this. Years and years of work has gone into this, and we really see this as a monetary system that can make a change. Potentially, it can be, you know, the true future of successful and sustainable money. Please look us up. Please look up our website and our blueprint, as we call it. The white paper just became, it's too big at this point, effectively. It's not digestible, so we put it more so into a more digestible presentation form. Please take the time to have a look. I'm sure you'll find how profound this opportunity really is.
Yeah, the Kinesis Blueprint, of course, I have it right here on the desktop. This is for everyone to sink their teeth into, take a look at, kick the tires, if you will. I do have to make a quick disclaimer here. In the United States, we have to be very cautious with ICOs, and that, of course, does not reflect in any way on Kinesis. In the U.S., regulations have recently changed, according to the SEC. This may restrict some people, of course, so you'll want to look into that further. But outside the U.S. borders, there are very few restrictions. Andrew McGuire, final comments, please.
Just that, Chris, thank you very much. I think this is the most exciting event, as you say, to hit the monetary system. This is the most exciting event for gold and silver. We'll be looking back after this, I think after next week, when we really see this take off. And the tokens, I believe, Tom, are even going to go on the blockchain next week. This changes history.
I do want to encourage all of our listeners today, subscribers and readers, to certainly pick up a copy of this Kinesis Blueprint version 10. Most likely have the PDF file, of course, linkable on all of the GoldSeek web pages. This is a document definitely worth reading and sharing.
Please contact us either via our website. We'll have like a contact form there, or you'll find our email addresses there as well. As I said, download the Blueprint document, have a look over our website. If you want to know any information about ABX, visit our website at abx.com. Plenty of information on there about what we do. We have our press releases out there with our major deals and everything like that. Yeah, please look us up.
And the application forms for the Velocity token are on the website.
All right. Keep us updated on all your progress with Kinesis.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.